이게 아다 까댁 이게 접도 왔어 림고 접도 왔어 대가 알려서 우리 시절에서 어디 이니 드시라서 인디 바트 거기사 서두스테나 그 남총체 이니 우셔 나와야 박사 투부스마다 섬텐 so
the program with the text has been distributed it's beautifully done and on the cover there is the image of Lama Tsongkhapa the first thing that I noticed is that his head is rather large and it gives the impression that actually it might be padded inside and with skin wool and I asked what is this photograph which image is the photograph here and I was told that this is a sort of a stone carving on one of the at Ganden, behind a rock, and so obviously that the image shows that it was made in a country where it was very cold, so you have this thick hat.
The 청주대 차, 또 차 니 두스케라면서 허탈 때는 이 청주 뒤에 가서도.
And also if you look at the hand mudra, the gestures, at first glance, it seems as if Lama Tsongkhapa has seven fingers.
Oh. 참 처음 쓰셨어. 참 캠프니 대 쓰셨어. 나 그거 통대. 뒤 동부만 샤체. 캠프 쓰셨어. 나 그거 통대. 어두스. 네. 당연 나다. 뭐대. 刚才就问题三级说什么能遇到的这个的阿里我们两个门店的带马吧现在没得事情大事等着的啥是没得有些门我以为我也嗯现在没得我也这个南大人了这个吧哟全部不行的全部也不行的 这个就是正确的。哎呀，也是修了个经，对，修了个经。哦，那，哈哈，找。
说什么差什么，咱能听到的那边六十元的，对呢？年限那都专门都是要的，工农的来了不嘞？七八百个人一百呢，工农拿不到五块的，两百个人一百呢，工农拿不到五块的。跟着呢，工农拿不到五块的，是了呢？哎呢，甘蔗，哎呢，这个拿不到我就当，哎呢，生计，这个当拿不到我学了呗，专门生计把三代的团呢。 哎呢，年轻小伙子送不来，在这里面就算是三级小伙子差送，哎呢，你们都是同学啊。
We will now recite as it is the custom, the verses for taking refuge in the three jewels and also reaffirmation of reaffirmation of generation of the altruistic intention, bodhicitta. And this is to underline the point that the success of the teaching and also the success of receiving the teaching really depends upon the purity of one's motivation and intention at receiving the teaching. On the part of the teacher, it is important to ensure the purity of his motivation. Similarly, on the part of the students, it is important to ensure that you have the right kind of motivation. And this is done through reaffirming or taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, and the generation of the altruistic intention to become fully enlightened for the benefit of all beings, generation of bodhicitta.
Oh yeah. Sāngye shatāṁ sāyī shatāṁ lā shatū mātū tāni shatū jī tāri shatū jīvē sānāṁ jī tāna bīnyē sāngye Sāngye shatāṁ sāyī shatāṁ lā shatū mātū tāni shatū jī tāri shatū jīvē sānāṁ jī tāna bīnyē sāngye Sāngye shatāṁ sāyī shatāṁ lā shatū mātū tāni shatū Tabagan Jenny, And if you get chances, choose seven in the Judan, they are Luxuari Gode. So I don't get them, you don't get the Tashiruki, any Jude, Tabak, Tabak, Gudin Tabatone, any chance I was here, choose seven. Did it and that day, any chance I lost, Kala, chances and Quindia, Kala Quindu Yorzana, any two Jishambu, or a Daniel, Kala chance was Luna, any. She's a machine to be shared and one of the sort of two marriage. Gave it to the Shambu de Lam tumor, the Landam tumor, the Gara tumor, and it took you number good than the Tane, that took you number good as all that got a shiro with Tata Java. None of the Tapshik, the Lammy also told me, any Kashu Pigay, Lamjig Dane, any Kurang Mundu Zashava series. Suddenly made the Sane, that Gulungi Kava. So, 제연대도 천배연대 탁토방가 되게 심으이나 누버지 탁토방가 되게 처리요. 근데 이게 무슨 천선주가 다르지 뭐지 숨겨야래. 된된데 왜니 따박거든지 달라. 아니 그게 늘 소셔.
As it is the custom before beginning the teachings I paid homage to Buddha Shakyamuni by reciting the verse which is at the end of Nagarjuna's Mula Karika, where Nagarjuna pays homage and salutations to the Buddha by reflecting upon the Buddha's great kindness, the kindness of the great master, the master of the Dharma. In this verse, Nagarjuna pays homage to the Buddha by reflecting upon the fact that the teaching of the Buddha that the Buddha has given is a Buddha, the teaching that is aimed at the overcoming of all false views, because at the root of all of our undesirable experiences of suffering and afflictions of mind and so on lie a fundamental ignorance which is fundamentally flawed in its perception of the self and the world, and that fundamental ignorance cannot be eliminated or removed simply through wishful thinking or making prayers or any other means. Rather, it is only through cultivating its opposite, which is the right insight into the ultimate nature of reality. It is only through cultivating the correct view. It is only through cultivating the correct view of the profound emptiness, the profound nature of reality, that one can eliminate and dispel this fundamental ignorance which lies at the root of all of our afflictions and also all of our suffering that we all do not desire. So by making this point, Nagarjuna is identifying what is a unique characteristics of the Buddha's teaching, which is the cultivation of insight. And then in another line, Nagarjuna identifies the motivation, the perfect motivation of the Buddha in giving such a teaching. And when the Buddha gave the teachings of the profound nature of reality, he was not doing it simply to display the depth and breadth of his understanding and knowledge. Rather, such teachings are given purely out of the motivation of compassion towards all. And here, Nagarjuna identifies compassion as being the principle and in fact being the sole motivation for Buddha's teaching, that giving the teaching of the profound view of emptiness. And so the motivation for the Buddha for giving the teachings is that in a sense that Buddha is overwhelmed by his experience of compassion towards all. And here we can reflect upon a verse that we find in Dhammakriti's Pramanavartika, compendium of valid cognition, a commentary to the valid cognition, where Dhammakriti states that the Buddha became fully enlightened as a result of long sustained contemplation and cultivation and development of compassion. So Buddha is not a being who had experience of compassion only once or twice, but rather it is through a sustained and prolonged enhancement and development of and perfection of compassion that the Buddha has become fully enlightened. So the point being made here is that the nature of the teachings of the Buddha is such that it is the cultivation of insight into the profound view of reality, and that too is motivated by universal compassion towards all sentient beings. And so here in this verse, the two most important qualities of the Buddha, his quality of wisdom and his quality of compassion, are identified. And once these two qualities are complete, then the quality of power or capacity of the Buddha is almost like a byproduct. So when the quality of wisdom and compassion are there, then the quality of the capacity or power comes always together. So these three are the principal qualities of the Buddha, and by reflecting upon these qualities, Nagarjuna pays homage to the Buddha.
다시 하나 대안을 남주인다 남주 지주라마나로 차서로 전에다 치즈 다 치즈 건드리는 또 라마리아 치즈 자베리 자다 아 라마디 에네 산지 군조도 긴주 군조니 나 먼저 봤지 다시 한번 더 말해 다 라마 또 지베이나 다 지금 다 살은 내가 전주 삼바다 지금 산지 근데 차용 그래 다 소소 겨우 용 그래 라마 쇼 용도 가 버래 저 다가다 라마 또디 나 세베이나 지 산지 군조다 긴주 군조 나로야 뉴데네 지레 레디 나야 에네 라마 lost 치대야디 조조 해지다 가시오르 그게 말하자다 산제 추 긴든디 아니 토망 모체 모체베 타네 아니 제 산제 추 긴든리야 제 신의 대바 토야지 영야디 아니 달라말이야 투데니지 모두치네 대셰장에 저다 디미르자네 가다이는 chile ta kanda chik chosungi chile yuyasne mendo chik chosungi chik yandan tonwe kwane chik taiba jaya ki jambung nama taba yongwa liya ta lamme chik chile ki yugwe tonwe yongwa ya ane thadun peo kanzengi chomwe sanje ki chwe di taikwa chi chung nga ta chaba cha sangwa chibwe indu zane ane kashukuru peke duwe gamne songwa chiki ata ta thamwa pe naga lama ne songwa ane chiki 개수룽도 너무 먹은게 아니 캠보다 로빈의 채 아니 드네 야지 대신기 다음에 신기지 전유선배 러자 전유선배 덤바 지드주 대신기 라마 드네 야지네 아니 응아게 아니 왕국에 사과에 아니야 응아 라메기 때문에 레인도 자네 아니 왕시 국행기 아니 가서다 지사네 왕시 유비브 채니 아니 응아 라메기 람냐는 최고야래 왕이 유명을 제약이 아니 왕이야 왕시야래 왕시 아니 왕시와 수왕대 아니 냠용도 때문에 굴갱게 라마이나 사제임이 차바래 도사임이 차바래 자 드리면 이제 산에 나간다 라마디 태워수나도 제벨람 용도로 아니 삼 검수국원에 냠수레발이야 라마를 떼는 체우루와 저들이 매일 산에 김제진 되게 타네. 아니 라마를 접수 전에 아니 산제 출 김중경의 응원대 라마 자야로 드리시리.
We will now read from the text of the three principal aspects of the path, the translation of which the English translation is on page 16. Right at the beginning of the text, the author makes homage to the lamas, to all the high and holy lamas. And here, if you analyze carefully, the lamas can be seen as sort of embodied within the three objects of refuge, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So, lamas, fully enlightened lamas, would be in the category of the Buddhas, and those who are not fully enlightened but who are on the path. Of the higher or lower levels of the path, they will be members of the Sangha, and so in a sense, lamas are included both either in the Buddha or in the Sangha. So they are included in the three jewels. However, there is a significance for singling out lama as a separate category as an object of refuge here in the text. This is because to underline the importance of the role the Lama plays, the teacher plays in one's spiritual path and progress. And to begin with, it is one's spiritual teacher that first introduces the student to the three jewels, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And it is on the basis of that introduction, the students and the disciples are able to generate a deeply felt admiration and devotion and faith in the three jewels based upon one's conviction derived through understanding as a result of teachings given by the spiritual teacher. So the spiritual teacher has an important role to play. And particularly in the context of Tibetan Buddhism, which is a form of Buddhism that encompasses all the aspects of the Buddha's various teachings, from the initial practices of the individually liberating pratimoksha vows, such as the layperson's precepts, lay practitioner's precepts and monastic precepts and so on, the novicial precepts and so on. Right from the beginning, it is the spiritual teacher who bestows upon you these precepts, who introduces you to the precepts, who ordains you, and then who gives you the bodhisattva vows, and also in the context of the Mahayana practices, and especially in the context of Vajrayana practice, it is the spiritual teacher who empowers you with initiations, and particularly in the context of highest yoga tantra. The engagement in the practice of the highest yoga tantra can only take place following being empowered into the mandala through an appropriate initiation ceremony through which your mind stream is made receptive to the practices and realization of the highest yoga tantra. And such receptivity can be made only through the conduct of an empowerment ceremony, which consists of the four main empowerments, and in particular the fourth empowerment, which is the word empowerment. The person who gives that empowerment from one's own personal experience can be said to be only a Vajradhara. So you can see that the Lama the spiritual teacher has a very critical role to play in the spiritual growth and the development and the realization of the disciples. And to acknowledge this role, it is the custom in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition to sometimes pay homage to the guru, to the spiritual teacher, before paying homage to the three jewels.
공말 주바 라말 주바 공나면 맞다 대 공나 샹나라 근데 차네 라마 스미다 그래 전에 오다 지준 라마 스자네 근데 왜 다 이한데 담배면에 챙겨야래 사드리 메인의 측득이 가다 강을 차세의 유 라마득이 연대는 시작용도 와 레자께 나라리야 구루세이 말해 나라도 벽에 나라로 라마스기야래 전다 구루세이 연대는 거네 지와 끄든지 지와 자 따서도 연대는 지와디 시작용도 가다 가서 보게 접수도 하세요 라마디 체인 상황이 고야디 딱 체인 시작하래 마주 회배지서 나라리야 아니 지 라마스잖아요 라마도 불구슬로 할람 지거리 아니 지 지속이 딱 디서지 가서 그게 스테터스 치라 지서 나라게 지다 탑당성으로 지 통을 내야지 책도와 다 다니는 말이 내가 알아서 다 배우 금시 나라게 그 차를 마도 그 라마도 구루스대야디 간다지 지서 나라게 지 제림 계절아 지 내내 태내기 사이는 말이 연대인 건 지워 주고 그래. 자, 내내 이 일산에 끔들이니 가서 그게 남기 그게 탑 만어 어떤 게 남아집에 찬네. 아니 탑식 위한데 가서 그게 차 탐전에 비로소 가지고 그래 말도 내가 지게 왜 지게야 말이. 어디 내들 지게. 다 라마스 송부야. 딱 한다 라마스를 전에 구루세아가 칠디기판에 단다 늦으셔. 이 베리아리아 소 줄인데 라마세아지 연대지 차네 공모지와 즉 꺼지는 거네. 딱 공모메마세아지. 에디 라마세아 칠디기 즉 리빙 부드세아 고아지는 사안이네 요마네. 산제 서바세아르데 고아 사안이네 메마네. 베리아리아 고아전 독스네.
The salutations to the gurus that is made here in the Tibetan it reads I pay homage to the supreme and industrious lamas Je Tsun Je meaning supreme and Tsun meaning industrious and lamas meaning the teachers and the gurus and these three words in fact encapsulate the qualities, the essential qualities of the gurus, essential qualities of the teachers to whom we pay homage here. When you dissect the words here, Je meaning supreme and Tsun meaning industrious and Lama the teacher or the guru. The supreme here refers to the guru's quality of having gained a sense of total renunciation to the concerns of mundane concerns of this life. The guru is here someone who, as a result of his or her profound reflection and recognition of the nature of existence, had overcome preoccupations to the mundane concerns, such as fame, wealth, acquisitions and so on of this life and so compared to ordinary people whose thoughts and emotions are dominated and dictated by the preoccupations and attachment to the concerns of this life, one can say that the guru who possesses that kind of renunciation is superior. So that's the quality of the guru and within the context of the Lamrim teachings, where one speaks about the three scopes, and the initial scope, the middling scope, and the great scope, this quality of renunciation here against the mundane concerns of this life belongs to the context, the realization of the initial scope. And then the second word, industrious, here refer to another quality of the guru who has gained a deeper level of renunciation as a result of his or her understanding, insights and practice, has not only overcome preoccupations to the mundane concerns of this life but also any attachment to any form of accomplishments or excellences of the samsaric existence, the unenlightened existence, based upon the insight into the nature of suffering, the fact that so long as we exist under the conditions of mental afflictions, under the conditions of karma, under the conditions of fundamental ignorance, there is no room for real and genuine happiness. So that realization of the nature of suffering, particularly suffering in the sense of the third level of suffering, which is the suffering of conditioning, then the guru has gained a deep sense of renunciation against all forms of mundane accomplishments, and any has sort of cut the ties towards any form of attachment and attractions to the mundane, to any unenlightened, to all aspects of unenlightened existence, thus gaining a deeper level of renunciation. And here, renunciation here refers to a genuine aspiration to attain freedom from samsara existence, unenlightened existence. So this relates to the middling scope practice of Lamrim. And Lama, which is the third word, quality, here refers to Lama, refers to the quality of the guru, where not only the individual has gained deep realization, renunciation, and the aspiration to attain freedom from suffering and samsaric existence, but also extends that wish towards all sentient beings based upon a universal compassion and cultivated through the practice of exchanging and equalizing self with others, thus having gained the genuine wish and aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. So, and such profound and thought is said to be superior and is in a sense unexcelled, and which is the connotation of the Tibetan term Lama. Lama literally means the supreme. Lama literally means the unexcelled, the unsurpassed. And Lama is the Tibetan translation of the Sanskrit word guru. And guru, the etymology of guru has an idea of someone with significance, someone with weighty quality. And weighty quality here refers to the weight of the qualifications of the guru, the knowledge and insights of the guru. And one can also talk about the weightiness, the sort of the guru in terms of being the source of kindness. So the Tibetan term lama, which means unsurpassed and unexcelled, and the Sanskrit equivalent guru, both imply and signify that the importance of the quality of the guru, the knowledge, the wisdom, and the insight of the guru. There is nothing in the etymology of guru, the Sanskrit word, nor the Tibetan term lama, any idea of some kind of living Buddha. That is not really the proper meaning of the word guru or teacher. The teacher, the lama and guru really refers to someone who embodies these qualities of knowledge and wisdom. So here, in the context of these teachings here, particularly in the verses here, when the homage is paid to the guru, we're paying homage to the guru who embodies all these three levels of qualifications, the qualities of renunciation of the mundane concerns, renunciation of the entire samsaric existence, and then the qualities of the compassion and bodhicitta.
대안이 아다 젊지기 때문에 처음에 나눠 송샤베티 세아부시기서 봐 정규 마투월 아니 시엔 두에 내메베스 아니 그게 시엔이 다 그게 가서 그래 두은 되바티기 아니 처마 랑기 뒤뚜고 싶고 그래 아니 랑기 뒤 두루 태야 아니 제 당외연대로 제 첨부첨부 예배 미초기 개외 담바 찌다 팀베 찌다 팀베 규 규루시고 그래 개외 담바 찌다 팀베 규 규루 가르쳐서나 lāpa sūṅgū yāntā dāpa chukukurī sūṅgurī. Tī tā lā rāngi tūwa chukukī pīngi yāmārī, shēn jēsū zimbārī yā, āni mā khēpā tā. Āni pīgī shēvara chāvē, rāng shūndī, tāndī, āni rāngi pīgī kōngdū chūpa chīgī, āni māngdū tāvē lūṅgū yāntā dā. Āni tō tō jīgī shēn dā cēvē, cēvē sāpa kwārī, sādhī sūṅgū wā.
What is being emphasized here is the importance of the guru, the teacher, embodying these required qualifications. So we find in Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa states that in his great expositions of the path to enlightenment, Lama Tsongkhapa states that for someone who hasn't been able to discipline and tame his or her mind, there is simply no way, no possibility that such a person could discipline and tame someone else's mind. Therefore, and those who wish to discipline and bring about discipline and tame others' mind must first engage in the process of disciplining and taming one's own mind. And the way to do that too is something that one must, the way in which one goes about taming and disciplining one's mind should not be such that you engage in a sort of a rather haphazard approaches of, you know, picking out techniques from here and there, but rather that the entire process must be grounded in a method that really accords to the overall path of the Buddha's teachings. And here, Lama Tsongkhapa states that this can be done only through the practice of the three higher trainings in morality, concentration, and wisdom. And that alone is not adequate. What is required further is some kind of sensitivity to the mentality of the students and disciples, and also the whatever the subject is being taught, that the guru or the teacher must possess a deeper knowledge of the subject matter, and of all the qualities, the most important quality qualifications that the guru and the teacher must have is the compassion. Is the compassion towards the disciples, the wish of being of help, a sense of concern and compassion is the key quality.
Oh, yeah.